Do you know what it means to live an extraordinary life? In today's episode, we are going to be talking with Shamira Bowman, who is the author of the best-selling book, Commit to Your Passion, about just how to go about doing that. And at the end of this episode, when you're done listening, make sure you head over to liveloveengagebook.com, because when you go there, you're going to be able to pre-order a copy of my new book, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. And best of all, it's only 99 cents for a limited time. And now, let's start the show. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today we're going to be talking about living an extraordinary life and how you can do that even while we're going through a pandemic. We're not going to let that stop us. So my guest today is Ms. Shamira Bowman, and she is going to talk to us about that. So first off, welcome to Live, Love, Engage.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad to be on your Live, Love, Engage podcast. Yes, thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I've been doing some homework and checking you out, and you are an inspiring young woman, and I'm going to let you know just exactly how much, because I'm going to tell all of our listeners right now all about you. As I said, is a true inspiration on how to transform your life and find your purpose, because she has had to do that herself. She experienced an unexpected family loss, had to overcome a complete emotional and financial breakdown in order to surrender to God's vision for her and to find her true purpose and mission. And she fell in love with the process of healing and felt the need to help others as well, and became a coach. And now she gets to actually also use her business background and personal story to help others in need. And she is now running a successful and impactful coaching business that helps purpose-driven people get clarity on their goals and scale their business and relationships to the next level. And if that isn't enough, she's also been in some good company with other media outlets. She's been on, you can see listed on, available on Forbes, and she's been on CNN, ABC, and Fast Company. So we are thrilled to have you here with us today to talk about what does it mean actually to live an extraordinary life? What does that mean to you? How do you define that?
Find that as, well, first off, it has to be a way of clarity. And it's a place of commitment, it's a place of determination, but most of all, it's a place of finding yourself, getting in tune with yourself, who you are, who you want to be, what is it that you want to be around, your environment, you know, where are you located mentally? That has a lot to do with us moving forward, with our future, with our desires, with our dreams. And it took me a while to even, I didn't know that existed, you know? I knew I had dreams. Yeah. I knew I desired something. I knew that I wanted more, but I just didn't know how I was going to get there.
Yeah, and that's something that I think a lot of people have. And actually, some people even have trouble even dreaming. I know I did for a while. I would go to these workshops, and they would have you envision what is your ideal life. And I would be sitting there going, crap, I'm not even sure. Oops, you're muted. You muted yourself somehow. There we go.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you. Okay.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Now I lost my train of thought. So I was saying, and I think it is. It's challenging sometimes for people to even come up with figuring out what is, what's possible for them. So what, I have an idea of what that looked like for me, but what have you found, maybe even in working in your coaching practice and working with clients, what keeps people from being able to live an extraordinary life? I mean, maybe once they finally get that clarity, sometimes clarity isn't enough.
Sometimes you are absolutely right. Sometimes, you know, we have that. We're all human, first off, right?
Right.
And that's just that. So we're not perfect, you know. But once we get in tune with ourselves, it's like, okay, this can really happen. So once you get that intuition, once you have that, it's like, okay, it's something else I can be doing. But how do I keep this? Because a lot of times fear does play a part. Again, we're human. So we tend to go back to our old habits unconsciously, mm-hmm. you know? So I would say what we have to do is work on, and this is work on developing ourselves daily, every morning, mm-hmm. you know, just throughout the day, just get back to yourself. And then that becomes a form of a habit, you know? Mm-hmm. I speak it in that way, in that terms, because like I say, we are all human, but we also have our habits. And if we're used to something that was comfortable for us, we drive right back to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So is there any particular strategy that you find is helpful for people to be able to start, you know, developing a new habit and start coming up with those things that are going to move them forward?
We have to start with what is it that we want, mm-hmm. you know, and then once we found out what we want, we have to set goals to it, set intentions to get in there, you know, mm-hmm. and small goals. It's small. I have to say small, because if we make it too big, it probably, well, oh gosh, we just going to disappoint ourselves, because again, we're human and we go back to what we love to doing. And then that one day can be 5 or 6 days that we said, okay, I'll put this off. So that's why it's necessary. Once we get that discipline within us that we can do, you know, developing ourselves every day, doing something different, doing something towards our purpose daily, then it becomes a form of a habit. And then if we just so happen to miss a day or take that break, we get right back to it, you know?
Yeah.
So I would definitely say a goal setting and just setting those small goals, setting goals with intentions definitely get us to where we want to be, especially that's with work, that's with business, that's with, you know, driving towards our purpose. Mm-hmm. That's with family, that's with anything that we want, even if it's just planning a trip, just do it. If you want it, just do it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And you're so right about setting small goals. And I would say also, when you do miss, to not beat yourself up over it, because that's a real easy tendency to do, because I've done that in the past. And I had worked with a wonderful counselor one time who just said, you know, don't look at it like, you know, saying to the world, it was just a pause. So you pause. So you just start over again, you know. Now, you know, it's like, not, you know, like if you're starting a diet, you know, and people are like, I blew my diet, so I'll start again on Monday. No, you don't have to. Just start now. Just the next meal you have, just make a healthier choice. And just, you know, it's like you're just rebooting. You don't have to, you know, totally throw the hard drive out and buy a new one. No, you can just, you know, just get it going again.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. One other thing I was curious about is, and because I love finding out from when I talk to guests about what it is they do and what drove them to that. So why do you do what you do? You know, I alluded to it a little bit in the introduction, but what really prompted you to get into this line of work?
Well, I would say I've always been in tune into helping people. That's one thing. So that's the easy part.
Yeah.
The easy part is knowing, hey, I want to help. And, but the thing is, I wanted to get more in tune in, like I say, the habits. I didn't know that it was a big thing surrounded by our habits. Our habits are a big part of our decision making. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So once I found out, of course, you just start, you know, developing or getting more, you know, educated on what is it that you, how do you want to help people? What is it that you want to do for them? How can you serve them? And how can they continue the results? My thing was, you know, we can make that change. I can make that one change. I can help with this. I can help with that. But how do they keep that change? How do, if I look back on them or I look them up next week, will they be in a different setting, you know, without me?
Right.
You know, is it going to be a continued cycle or, you know, far as moving forward? So my thing was, how can we build and be able to shift even if someone is not there, be your own motivation. So when I first started, far as coaching, business coaching, and also I actually started out with health coaching. Okay, I don't know if you knew that or not, but I was a health coach, still is, but I was more so in tune with mental health because I myself had, you know, been there, you know, not just my brother passed, but even my grandfather, the closest, one of the closest things to me, that was my motivation. I relied on him. Didn't know it.
Yeah.
But I rely, you know, you rely. You ever relied on someone, you know, for your happiness, for your decision making? And that I did. And that unconsciously didn't know. And when he left, I didn't know how to make decisions. I didn't know how to move forward. I didn't know what to do. I was actually just living in my past and holding my past, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And that's really unhealthy.
Yeah.
So definitely it's very unhealthy. And I spent a decade, even longer, just not knowing what to do with myself.
Yeah.
How to move forward. You know, still being good at helping others, but also being even better at putting myself to the side, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
That's everything true. Else and everyone else were more important than I was, not knowing that if I am unhealthy, how can I help anyone else?
That's true. Absolutely.
So I have this thing called you first. You know, if you want something or if you want somebody to change something, you do it first. And they follow behind you. That's how you become the leader in that field and how you can master, you know, shifting in different zones and comfort zones. And, you know, just that's where I am. So I just, you know, it's just that we're no longer our past. You know, we're not supposed to be our past. There are experiences, but we're capable of so much more as humans, as life. So important, necessary for us to devote ourselves to doing and working on ourselves daily. You know, so that's where we are, and this is what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing. All right. Well, awesome. I know what you mean about relying on someone, and because I lost my sister about 4 years ago, and It took me a while to get over, because one of the things I missed about her was that she was really my cheerleader. She, you know, thought I was doing great in business. She was always encouraging me. And without that, it took me a while to really come to terms with that and knowing that I can be that cheerleader for myself.
That's right.
You know? But it takes a bit to get there. So and it's okay to give yourself the grace to be able to do that and not worry about it, and just, you know, realize that sometimes you do have to take some time.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm noticing in the background, now for those of you who are listening on iTunes or wherever, you're not going to see this, but watching on YouTube, I noticed that you've got a great word behind you. And I was wondering if there's any particular reason why you have the word create. Because I love that word. I love creating. So what's the story? Is there a story behind that?
There's definitely a story behind it. I'm also an artist too. So I love art, but also poetry. I'm also a writer. So it's just like you have to create your own life. And with that being in tune, that's with your family. You know, we have family. But also when you step into another life, your new life, you're creating something different for yourself, for those around you, you know, and even with business, personal, with all ways of life, types of life. And I say types because when it's all relationships, period. You know, when I speak of money, when I speak of business, when I speak of our entrepreneurs, when I speak of, you know, our personal, it's all something that we're creating for ourselves. You know, and we have, it's our creation. So we know what we want. We know what we want to do with our gifts. Once we find out what we want, you know, and yeah, I sit here and I go to work. This is my inspiration to move forward. I have my days like some people. I don't feel like doing anything today.
Of course. Yeah.
But I do something. I do something because I feel like if I don't do anything, then I'm doing nothing and I don't want to feel like that. So even if it's me writing two or three lines of a quote or, you know, I've done something different. I've curated something today so that the world, I can actually impact some other people too as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I had the inspiration to write a book 4 years ago and it took me a while to kind of get going on it. And right now I'm in a coaching program and they were like, okay, let's do accountability thing. And you know, what do you want to do for the next 30 days? And so I committed to writing 15 minutes a day. I'm getting some sort of strange feedback and I don't know why. That's never happened before. Wow.
I can hear you clear. Can you hear it clear on my end?
Yeah, I'm just getting an echo on my end and I don't know why. Oh, well, hopefully it'll be okay in a minute. Anyway, but it's such a good feeling. I'm writing 15 minutes a day now, at least. And actually, I wind up writing sometimes up to a half an hour because I get into the flow. And
that's right.
And I happen to look up and go, oh, shoot, I got to do some other work now. But it's good because I've like made major progress. And so I know now the book is getting done this year because I'm
that's right.
This. And so it was a little
set. Have you launched it yet? Have you set a launch? I said, have you set a launch?
It's my intention is for Christmas, is to have it out by Christmas. I'm actually even I wound up pre-selling it. I just put just as a test of this landing page out on Facebook and I actually some people loved it and were like, and they went ahead and bought it because I was just figured, you know, I'll put it up there anyway.
Why not?
And so I've sold 6 copies already. So it's
congratulations.
Pretty cool. Yes. So that's the other motivation to finish the book.
Exactly. And sometimes we need that, you know, like that. Okay. Somebody brought a book. Oh, let me keep writing. So sometimes we need that. Yes. Yes. I know that feeling. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to ask you also about who do you work with? I mean, what because you do, sounds like you do sort of life coaching and business coaching. So who do you find is either that you like to work with the most or who just happens to fall into your world and you're attracting? So what types of people do you find that you enjoy working with?
I work with a lot of startups. Mm-hmm. Business startups. Also, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, of course, but more so, usually they've been in business maybe, I would say, a year to 5 years, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of when I mean by startups, sometimes we end up starting over, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
and, to get on the right path and to get that clarity and so forth. So entrepreneurs who are starting their business, I'm more so also in tune into online business as well. Mm-hmm. I really, really got more in tune to it after this pandemic. Well, it's not over, but just the fact that everyone is home and everyone lost their jobs. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people are in a position. So I curated a program for my, not just my clients, but for individuals who are ready to just prepare, you know, prepare themselves for anything, the unexpected. Mm. So I felt like the online business and curating your own courses or programs or whatnot, that it can be beneficial just in case anything was to happen.
Mm.
Yeah. And we needed to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's been awesome. Awesome. What's around and curating that. But I work with individuals or entrepreneurs who's ready to take their business to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not afraid, you know, ready to be a game changer, you know. So I love it. As long as you're ready, I'm ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We bring results for each other. So that's what's important to me. And like I say, it's a lot of communication, but I'm on your tail. I am on your tail, but it's fun and I love it. I love, you know, just, you know, not just the results that comes along with it, but more so, I love the fact that, you know, some people are, I mean, they're showing up for the impossible. It's like, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. You know, that feeling that they put off and it's happening. And once they get somewhere, it's like, okay, this is possible. I'm not stopping.
Right.
There is no other way, you know, and mm-hmm. once they're there, I'm happy because I know that now you're motivating by yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have to be your passenger anymore. I can just roll with you, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. That's good. And, you know, you mentioned, as we're recording this, it is almost the end of October already and the pandemic. And so we started off talking about living an extraordinary life. So have you found, has this year made it more challenging for your clients, or is that, or is maybe just an excuse sometimes that people are using this as a way, you know, not to find a way to live an extraordinary life anyway?
Mm-hmm. I would say a lot of scarcity, you know, was there. And I will say that I will speak for everyone, you know, because a lot of people were unprepared. Mm-hmm. You know, granted, you know, let's just say you have a business, okay, and then, you know, it's a lot shutting down stocks, dealing with stocks, you know, it's a lot happened, period, you know. Mm-hmm. So I speak for everyone. I know someone had a place of fear, no matter what, this year, you know. Mm-hmm. Far as them being beneficial, I think the fact that, you know, as a role of a coach, and even ourselves, you know, we support each other, you know, and those hard days, those hard times, whether it's the pandemic, whether we're having a bad day, a bad moment, whether we need help, when you ask for the help, you know, and you're actually able to ask for the help, you can keep going. Mm. You can keep going. You can have that conversation, but you have to be open to having that conversation. I have this belief system that, you know, try not to, or don't allow dysfunction to distract you from your own success. And that's a way it's dysfunctional, you know, it's a distraction, but we're our own individual. So we allow that to stop us. We're allowing it to stop us.
Mm. Yeah.
Because still, we're still in control of ourselves.
That's for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And it is so important to not be afraid to ask for help, because you can't do everything yourself.
And that's right.
No one expects you to, and we are social creatures, and and we need to be able to work with other people. And I was just having an awareness today, remembering when I used to work in television before I started my own business, and I was thinking today that was like, what was it about that experience that I really liked? And one of the things was, is just, I liked working with a good group of people. And being a solopreneur has a lot of advantages. You know, you get to set your own schedule and things. And I'm realizing that. And at the same time, I do miss sometimes that camaraderie and working with other people. And that's one of the advantages of, at least, you know, or maybe not advantages, but one of the reasons why it's good to go out and go attend like networking meetings or attend workshops and things. And even if we had to do it virtually this year, it's still a way to be able to connect with other people, which is so important.
And a lot of, you know, even with the virtual, it was definitely a learning experience to a lot of my clients as well. Whoever thought, you know, networking rooms, you know, you can speak and be a speaker at an event, but now I'm a speaker online and now we got to have all these different chat rooms. And so it was definitely, and it still is an experience, but it's also something new again, you know, something new, another door open, something else, another platform that, again, we can take advantage of as speakers, as coaches, as entrepreneurs, whatever. It's another space. And that's how you have to, you know, just if you can just shift that mindset into a positivity, you won't procrastinate so much, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll show up for the fear, I would say, you know, because it's another, you have to look at it as another platform.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just a conversation it has, because a lot of my clients, I would say maybe 7 of my clients were like, what is this? Like, I need a background. I need this. I need that. Where I'm going to get it from. Okay. Write it down. Slow it down. And let's work one thing at a time.
Right. Exactly.
And it got through it, you know?
Yeah.
So, like I say, things are going to come up. We're going to have problems. We're going to have situations, circumstances. But we got to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone didn't learn anything this year, to prepare yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And prepare yourself in the environment of individuals who will hold you accountable, who may just believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I would say, you know, 2020 was a year of, I mean, what is the word? It was a year. It was definitely a year of it's an eye opener. You know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
That's it. It's an eye opener. Like, yeah. you got all your eyes. You better use them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we talked last year, you know, about, 2020 vision. You know, I saw people doing like vision board workshops and, you know, it definitely opened our eyes in many ways of things that were, you know, not going right and new possibilities. So, and Zoom, I mean, has been, I think, tremendous in a lot of ways because it's enabled me, for one thing, and I know a lot of folks I know, to connect with people from all over the world that they might not have done any other way. So,
and how convenient.
Yeah.
Convenient, because it's kind of like you got pushed out there, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
And it's something that, you know, a lot of people don't like video.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
I know.
You know, and, you know, I myself, I'm a hands-on person. I love, you know, belly-to-belly contact. So, but I'm glad that I had already been in tune.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was already one of my platforms. So I'm like, okay, this is great. This is great. But, you know, I have my new coaches, my new life coaches, my new business, you know, just like, okay, what is this? And what are we supposed to, you know? So I get it. I get it. And I understand it. And just, we have to work through it. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What types of programs do you offer? Do you work like one-on-one, or do you do group programs with folks? How do you work with people?
I have one-on-one, which is my VIP. So that's one-on-one. Basically, of course, you get me. and then I have my group coaching, which I love that one because, of course, not only are you, we're doing everything together, but you also have your support system, a bigger support system. And then I like the platform as well, because not only that, you know, if someone is a speaker or, you know, they're having an event or something going on, you already have a tribe.
Mm.
You know, so mm-hmm. I love my group coaching but yes, one-on-one group coaching. And also we have online course creators, course to profit. Basically, like I said, you're developing your own courses online. That's mm-hmm. for entrepreneurs, coaches, authors, speakers. Just like I say, just launching your business to the next level, being able to sleep with your eyes closed and not wonder so much. So mm-hmm. we work on just marketing, also launching, and have Passion for Profits. That's actually an online course itself, and that's for startup entrepreneurs. A lot of coaches taking advantage of that program because it is a startup program mostly geared towards coaches. Far as, you know, like I said, with marketing, learning their business plan, you know, giving them the tools and templates so that they can actually, you know, move in action. So that's an 8-week program and a bonus of 9. So definitely helping. And they get a couple calls with me, 4 calls with me, just to make sure that they're, you know, if they need any help or anything like that. So it's fun.
Good. Awesome. Well, if someone wants to be able to learn more about that and maybe take advantage of your courses, what's the best way for people to connect with you?
ShamaraBowman.com.
Okay.
You see Shamara Bowman, that is me. Facebook, Instagram, but my website is pretty good too. So you can see all the programs and so forth on there. Any questions, you can book a consultation with me and we can go from there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. This has been wonderful. I'm so glad that we got a chance to connect and get to know you a little bit better. And I really appreciate you being here. And it's also wonderful. You're another Floridian. So perhaps when we are a little bit more open and we'll meet halfway maybe. And
mm-hmm. get awesome. To know.
So that would be lovely. So, yeah.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much. I guess we'll follow up with one another, but thank you so much.
Yeah,
don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again. And thank you, all of you who are listening and or watching on YouTube. I appreciate you being here as well. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Yes, yes, yes.
One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.